War history is filled with stories of bravery, tragedy, and survival. But every so often, there are stories that push the limits of human behavior, even in the chaos of battle. One such story unfolded on a small, remote island in the Pacific during the final stages of World War II, containing the unusual factors of murder, cannibalism, and a future US president. This bizarre tale is known as the Chichijima Incident, a chilling tale of downed American airmen, Japanese garrisons cut off from supplies, and acts so shocking that they remain hidden for decades. This is not the story of great fleets clashing at sea or decisive generals altering the course of history. Instead, it is a grim, unsettling episode on the margins of war. An incident that revealed both the savagery of desperation and the brutal choices men make when pushed to the extreme. Welcome to History Unpacked. If you enjoy the content, consider subscribing. We post every week and we welcome any feedback. We hope you enjoy today's episode. By early 1945, the tide of the Pacific War had turned against Japan. The United States had seized control of Saipan, Tinian, and Guam, placing the Japanese homeland within striking range of American bombers. The islands of Iwo Jima and Chichijima, part of the Bonin Island chain, became strategic targets. Chichijima itself was no ordinary island outpost. Though smaller than Iwo Jima, it contained vital communications facilities, including long-range radio stations and undersea cable links to Japan. The Japanese garrison there numbered more than 25,000 men, well fortified and heavily supplied with weaponry. Unlike Iwo Jima, the Americans decided not to invade Chichijima directly. Instead, they bombarded it from the air and sea, isolating the defenders and leaving them to starve as the war dragged on. From late 1944 into 1945, Chichijima was repeatedly bombed by US aircraft. These missions were dangerous. Anti-aircraft batteries and Japanese fighter planes defended the island with ferocity. American pilots risked being shot down, and if they were, survival was far from guaranteed. It was during one such bombing on September 1944 that a young naval aviator was shot out of the sky near Chichijima. His name was George Herbert Walker Bush, the future president of the United States. Bush bailed out of his torpedo bomber, parachuted into the sea, and was eventually rescued by a US submarine. He was the only survivor from his crew. But Bush's narrow escape was an exception. Other downed airmen weren't so lucky. Many were captured by the Japanese, and what happened to them became the foundation of the Chichijima incident. In total, 9 American aviators were shot down near Chichijima during this campaign. 8 were captured by Japanese forces. They were relatively young, pilots, navigators, and gunners in their late teens or early 20s. Once taken prisoner, they were subjected to beatings and interrogation. The Japanese garrison, cut off and under siege, viewed prisoners not as bargaining chips, but as symbols of vengeance. Conditions on Chichijima were desperate. Supplies from the mainland had been largely cut off by the American blockade. Food shortages were acute. Soldiers lived on meager rations of rice, fish, and whatever they could scavenge. Against this backdrop, the fate of the captured airmen took a horrifying turn. Several of the American prisoners were executed under orders of the high-ranking Japanese officers. At least 4 were beheaded after sham trials or summary sentences. But the cruelty didn't stop there. In one of the darkest episodes of the Pacific War, Japanese officers engaged in acts of cannibalism. After executing the airmen, they carved flesh from their bodies, cooked it, and consumed it. These were not isolated acts by starving soldiers in the field. Testimony after the war revealed that the officers, some well-fed by comparison, participated in ritualized cannibalism, treating it as both sustenance and a grotesque demonstration of dominance. The details emerged later in harrowing court testimony. Limbs were roasted, organs served in stews, and pieces of flesh presented at officer banquets. For the families of the airmen, these revelations were almost unbearable. The fact that George H.W. Bush narrowly avoided capture added an eerie dimension to the story. Had he been caught, his fate may have mirrored that of his comrades. Historians have speculated that America's later trajectory, the Cold War, the Gulf War, even US politics into the late 20th century, might have been very different if Bush had not been rescued that day. But for the eight men who did fall into Japanese hands, there was no reprieve. Their deaths were concealed during the war, unknown only to their captors. It wasn't until the post-war trials that the truth began to surface. After Japan's surrender in August 1945, Allied investigators uncovered evidence of atrocities on Chichijima. The shocking details of the executions and cannibalism emerged during the Yokohama war crimes trials. 30 Japanese officers and soldiers were tried for war crimes related to the incident. The commanding officer of the garrison, Lieutenant General Yoshio Tachibana, was amongst those prosecuted. He and several others were found guilty of murder and crimes against humanity. Some received death sentences, others were imprisoned. The charges specifically addressed the executions and cannibalism of the American prisoners. Crimes so grotesque that they stood out even in the blood-soaked context of the Pacific War. The question inevitably arises, why did such acts occur? Historians suggest a mix of factors. Starvation obviously played a role, although evidence indicates that the officers involved were not in immediate danger of dying from hunger. Instead, the acts seem to have been ritualistic, symbolic of power and dominance over the enemy. In Japanese military culture of the time, deeply influenced by notions of honor and brutality, consuming the enemy was seen by some as an assertion of superiority. It was also a byproduct of the desperation and isolation of Chichijima. Cut off from resupply, garrison life descended into a strange, savage routine where ordinary rules no longer applied. For decades after the war, the Chichijima incident was little known outside specialist circles. It was considered too gruesome for public discussion. Families of the victims were told only that their sons had been executed. The details of cannibalism were withheld. It wasn't until the 1990s when historian James Bradley published Flyboys, A True Story of Courage, that the full story reached a wider audience. Bradley's research revealed not only the horror of what occurred, but also the humanity of the young men who were lost. Each had left behind families, sweethearts, and unfulfilled futures. The Chichijima incident remains one of the lesser-known war crimes of World War II. Unlike the Rape of Nanjing or the Bataan Death March, it did not become a central symbol of Japanese wartime brutality, but it lingers as a disturbing reminder of how war corrodes human morality. For Japan, the incident is part of the broader reckoning with wartime atrocities. For the United States, it is a footnote tied to a near miss of a future president. But for the families of the airmen, it is a wound that never fully healed. The Chichijima incident is not an easy story to tell. It lacks the heroism of Iwo Jima's flag raising or the sweeping drama of naval battles. Instead, it confronts us with the darkest possibilities of human behavior under extreme conditions. On that remote Pacific island, young American airmen met a fate so terrible that their story was hidden for decades. At the same time, one man, George H.W. Bush, escaped, carrying with him the invisible weight of the comrades he lost.